This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Thanks, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls here in just a minute as we discuss this Phillies team. Are they a lock to make the playoffs 2 days from opening day? Zach Wheeler on the mound, Hugh, Thursday against the Nationals.
Zach.
You know, we were talking earlier about, you know, things I'm sure of with this team. Wheeler, I'm sure of, right? There's a few things that I...
Wheels
is awesome. He's one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. Maybe this theory gets that Cy Young. He'll be on the mound Thursday against the Washington Nationals. So we'll get back to all your phone calls. Is this team a lock to make the playoffs? And, of course, your guesses for Hugh's Clues, a $100 gift card to Sunoco. But before we do that, Hugh, I need to get something off my chest because I've heard something a lot the last 2 or 3 weeks on this station, and it's driving me, I mean, really crazy. I keep hearing some variation of, well, you know, we'll see in October. No. We have 162 games. And I feel like the Phillies need us to help keep them accountable through that 162-game season. So, Hugh, I have written out a pledge. I have a pledge as a fan.
You wrote out a pledge?
Look, it's in my notes. Look, I got a pledge right there.
You wrote it on your phone.
Oh, I wrote it.
That's
a lot. It's a pledge. I have a pledge.
That's a lot.
And I want everyone to take the pledge with me. I know before I even say this, Kyle's in on this. I know this. I need you and everybody else to take the Phillies accountability pledge.
I need to hear it first.
Okay.
I want to hear what you're about to say.
Well, here it is. We have the Phillies accountability pledge, but thank you. This makes it feel more official.
What is this music? why you look at me like that? Okay, fine. I didn't know.
Are you an American, Hugh?
No, I didn't know how it started. Kyle looked at me like he was like, idiot. I didn't know it started that way. I didn't know.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm listening.
All right. As a Phillies fan, I pledge to keep the team accountable throughout the regular season and not just wait for October. I pledge to not ignore slumps, poor base running, lackadaisical play, or questionable managing. The season is 162 games long, and the team needs each of us to push them through from the good to the not good. Do not take the Phillies off the hook. Don't make them the Sixers. This team was built to win a World Series. That path starts on Thursday and not just in October. From this day forward, there's no wake me up in October when it comes to the 2025 Phillies. There's what you have done yesterday, what you will do today, and what you need to do tomorrow.
Hugh Douglas.
The accountability pledge. Are you willing to take it?
I would have took it if you had said it with a little bit more passion. You got to do it again. But you have to.
Again?
I need to feel it, Joe. I didn't feel it. I give you. We got a little time.
Well, you to do it again?
He got to do it more passion. I need to feel it. But you going to make him do it right now? Do it with some passion. I need to feel it.
As a Phillies
fan. We're trying to
fan.
Get some Tubi movies going. Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. Go. Got it.
As a Phillies fan, I pledge to keep the team accountable throughout the regular season and not just wait for October. I pledge to not ignore slumps, poor base running, and lackadaisical play, or questionable managing. The season is 162 games long, and the team needs each of us to push them through from the good to the not good. Do not take the Phillies off the hook. Sixers.
Right there.
This team was built to win a World Series.
Right there.
That path starts on Thursday, not just in October. From this day forward, There's no wake me up in October when it comes to the 2025 Phillies. There's what have you done yesterday, what you will do today, and what I need you to do tomorrow. Hugh Douglas, are you taking the pledge?
That was better. I ain't there yet.
Oh. Kyle?
Of course.
Thank you.
I mean, that's
Thank
the easiest
you.
Pledge I'll
Thank
ever
you.
Take.
This is so easy. Keep the Phillies accountable.
Don't let the Phillies off the hook.
Do
Why
nothing,
would I ever
do nothing Douglas over I here. I can hear it already. Next week, it's early if they're 1-3. No. That's because you didn't take the pledge.
I'm kidding. That was great, man. I'll take the pledge. I'll take the pledge. That's just the level of disappointment you had.
That hurt when you said no.
Yeah.
I am in a playful mood today for some reason. I'm sorry.
No, you gave that awesome first clue that's got everyone out there jumping up. All right. I need you to take the pledge. 215-592-9494. I don't know how every show is going to handle this at WIP. I have a feeling how the afternoon show will handle the Phillies this year. But I don't want to hear any of wake me up in October. That's Sixers baloney. That's the baloney we did with the Sixers for 5 years.
No, that's if you squint really hard.
Yeah, that's Sixers baloney. No, we keep the Phillies accountable. And I think we need to this year because the NL is really tough, and if they mess around for 2 months, we're going to be in a dogfight just to make the playoffs. Where do you come down? Will you take the accountability pledge with the Phillies? And, of course, are the Phillies a lock to make the playoffs? And your guesses on Hugh's Clues. Black Gritty is up on WIP. What's up, Black Gritty?
Pledge? Who are you pledging? I can't trust you. You're the last person to pledge.
I have a pledge, Black Gritty. I pledge. You can always find me to criticize a team when they need to be. I mean, I don't skimp on that.
The best team I've ever seen in the history of baseball, and I've been alive since 1812. I remember what you did last season. And Hugh, I'm writing my congressman, Hugh. I'm tired of these Hughes Clues. I can't do it no more. I want a congressional hearing on these Hughes Clues, man. I never wrote my congressman in my life. I witnessed lots of going
awesome
on the world,
clue, man.
But now I'm about to shut it down. We gonna have an investigation.
That was a great clue.
It's something I wouldn't even know. Shut up. Can we just enjoy baseball? Like, I mean, my goodness gracious, you know what's gonna happen?
No, this is not accountability. What do you mean? This is the Sixers stuff.
You can't count to three. You keep bringing up the word accountability. Hush your face for 2 seconds, okay? Mr. 1, 2, 3 can't count.
Now, you know what? Shut up.
Exactly. I know those guys. Look, the problem is, you talk about, do they all get old? No, they all had a bad luck of health. They didn't all just get old at one time. Trey Turner was on fire, then he got injured. My catcher isn't old. He got injured. I mean, he is old, but he also got injured. People got injuries. What I'm asking for is health. And a good summer. That's all I want. I don't need to be the best team in baseball for the first 2 months. Matter of fact, I would appreciate for them to muddle through the season and stay healthy. I want Topper to give dudes some days off. I don't care what the lineup is if my team's healthy. If my team's not healthy, then the lineup don't matter anyway. So get me through this season, the max health possible, get hot late, and go on a run. And they can't be the Sixers because the Sixers never got out of the second round. At least this team gave me the World Series, NLCS. Like, there's different levels to it. So bring up the Sixers. It's just asinine, and your accountability, Captain 1-3. You sound like the count. With your accountability, because I know that you're not the one to be doing it. You will jump out of a window as soon as they go hot for a month. Nuclear. You will be insane on this radio station. So just enjoy baseball.
No. Just enjoy crap. They got to play well every day. Enjoy nonsense. They stunk in the second half last year. Stunk. And no one wanted to keep them accountable.
A lot of people listen to the radio every day and don't think you do your job well every day, but they're still tuning in the next day.
They keep me accountable. They'll call and tell me, and that's fine.
That's true. That's true. They will call you because I'm keeping Hughes Clues accountable. Mm. Talking to my congressman today. I got a clue. I got to throw that one.
Yeah, what do you got?
I don't know. Pop-Tarts. I don't know what this fool is.
Pop-Tarts. Hugh, is that it?
That's a good guess,
it's
though.
It's not it, though. It's not it.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, it's not it. I can see you eating a lot of Pop-Tarts. All right, Black Gritty. Love you, buddy.
I used to get the hell out of Pop-Tarts. The strawberry ones.
Frosting or no frosting?
Frosting, both. But then you started, I don't want to kill it for anybody that eats Pop-Tarts, but some of the ingredients.
They're not the healthiest thing. I don't think you're going to ruin it. People are going to eat them if they want to eat them.
Yeah. If you're younger, you can eat them because, you're young. But when you get older, you can't eat the Pop-Tarts.
Can I be fully honest about something Black Reddy said there?
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
I want to believe that he's right, that the Phillies are not the 76ers. That they made that deep postseason run, went to the World Series. Yep. How soon, if they go backwards again this year, are we just talking about that run was a fluke? Oh. And they kind of are more like the Sixers than we all want to believe.
Well, don't tell Elliot that, because then he'll jump back on that take that he had.
I'm just saying.
I know. I understand.
I don't want to believe that.
Well, the reason I brought up the Sixers, because the last, not forget this year, we know they stunk. But the last 3 or 4 years, nothing during the regular season mattered because we just said, well, we'll see what happens in the playoffs. I don't want that with the Phillies.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's good for the Phillies this year because I think they're going to have to really try and compete to make the playoffs. And so I was thinking about this. We need to keep them accountable. In fact, one of the newest Phillies, listen to Jesus Luzardo. He was on with the afternoon show. He seemed like he's ready for us to keep him accountable, and we will.
You started game one in 2023. Pledge. What can you kind of remember about walking into Citizens Bank Park that day?
Yeah, I mean, I remember my family was in town. We were walking around. I think I went to Reading Terminal Market, and you could just feel like the energy of the city was alive. And you could just feel, you know, going to the ballpark. And then when I first stepped out to start warming up, you could just hear all the boos just coming from all over the place. And I loved it. I mean, I just, you know, playing that villain role, being, you know, getting booed, it, you know, there's a reason why they're booing you. So I loved it. I had a great time. But obviously now I'm more excited to be on the home side for it.
Has anyone on the team talked to you about the fans? Because we, you know, we can be great fans, and then also we have a history of being difficult if things aren't going our way. Have you had that conversation with anybody yet?
Yeah, I mean, everyone says it. You know, the fans will let you know if you're doing well or you're doing bad.
Yeah.
they'll make sure to let you know. But at the end of the day, I respect it. You know, I mean, I was a fan growing up. You know, I still am a fan of the game and of multiple sports, and I feel the same way, you know. So, for me, you know, I like the Dolphins growing up, so I get frustrated when the Dolphins aren't doing well. And so I understand the fan side, and I respect it. You know, if I'm not doing well, I deserve to get booed. So I don't take it to heart, and if anything, it motivates me to be better.
It sounds like Jesus Luzardo is taking the pledge, or at least wants us all to take the pledge. I like
yeah,
that. Until
it happens. But, I mean, I hope you be prepared for it, because it can get a little vicious around these parts, bro.
Look, if they play great, then none of that is necessary.
You're right. If they play great. And to your point, Joe, if they regress to the point where they don't make it to the playoffs, yeah, that's not going
to
be good.
Well, I'm trying to avoid that. I feel like if we help keep them accountable, maybe we'll help them not do that, and they'll play their best baseball.
I don't think that's going to happen, though. I really don't. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that for a lot of people, if you're being honest with yourself, it's because they haven't talked about it. That's what makes you nervous, because you need affirmation. You need them to confirm it for you that's what's on their mind. I can tell you, when I was down there, I felt like the main thing was the main thing, to coin a Jalen Hurts phrase. Nothing has changed. It's just more of a focus, and I think it's more of a conscious effort to be locked in and be more able to change when you have to change. And not being locked into one way of doing things. Because I think for a lot of guys, that was one of the things that they say, okay, well, you know, we didn't change the lineup, so we gotta be more malleable again.
Two days in a row.
Woo. Yeah, you gotta be more malleable to change things. And I think that's okay. The one way to do things is not always the right way or the wrong way. It's just one way of doing things. I think they're trying to figure out another way to get to their ultimate goal.
Yeah, and they need better results. I mean, the second half last year, they were a 500 team. Like, if that's just not good enough. They I'll just put it this way. If they play this season like they did in the second half, they will miss the playoffs. Like, that's why I don't consider them a lock. I need to see them play their best baseball. They have enough talent to certainly be a playoff team and maybe win the division again, but they got to go do it. Mike is in Swedesboro. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
And what's up, Hugh? How you doing, bud?
Hey, Mike.
Now we're talking. Hey, Mike.
doing well. I wouldn't say it's a lock. I would not say it's a lock, only because I think our rotation is probably the best part about everything. And it's funny, because I'm trying to remember who you guys interviewed. Was it Boehm or Stott that said he had the hand injury with his swing?
Yeah, it was Stott. So Boehm also had a hand injury down the stretch, but we had Stott on last week in Clearwater, and he mentioned, yeah, he had the hyperextension of his elbow, and it really kind of impacted him all season.
Well, I'm overthinking, but he asked him about where he wanted to hit in the lineup, and he said certain guys have a issue with it. Was he not talking about the people on his own team?
So I think he mentioned that certain guys, like, it matters more to them. To him, and I think he mentioned with us, he's now hit in every spot in the order since he got to the big leagues, 1 through 9, so he doesn't care at all where he hits. Yeah, I wasn't taking it as he was talking about anyone specifically.
State, I'll be honest with you.
But he may have. I mean, maybe he had someone in his mind as he said it. Yeah, he could have.
Yeah, that's the only thing, because I started thinking, I'm like, all right, do we need, like, you know, like BG or like, you know, Big Dom to go in that locker room and kind of like handle things? Because it seems like there's a, that's the only thing that makes me nervous about this offense, is that it seems like there's some tension. Like, you know, like I took that as him throwing shade at certain people, that, hey, like, he's talking about his own guys, not necessarily like teams he's played on before.
Well, he may have been. I mean, he knows them personally. I mean, he knows them well. I mean, maybe he knows some of them feel stronger than others about it, and that's something Topper's got to figure out. Mike, are you taking the pledge? Are you going to keep the Phillies accountable?
Oh, yeah, I want them to be accountable. Like I said, I mean, I hope that we're not the team that gets bounced out. I mean, you made a great point with, like, you know, 89 wins and not making the playoffs. I mean, that's kind of crazy. And the fact that our division is arguably it's funny because, I mean, for years everyone argued that the NFC East was – the worst division in football, and we arguably have the best division in baseball right now. You know, with like three of our teams being in the top five, as far as like the NL, besides the Dodgers, obviously. But yeah, I'm taking the pledge 100%, man. I want to hold them accountable. And I agree with you. Like, I think, you know, Topper should be, on the hot seat 100%. You know, cause at this point it's like we have the talent, and, With that $300 million payroll, we should be able to do something. So there's something. And for Bryce to say that there's in two different quotes that answered it differently, but included the coaching was an issue in both of those statements. There's something to say about that.
Yeah, it hit me when I saw that. Mike, give us a guess for Hugh's Clues. What do you got? A food Hugh ate when he was in his youth.
So I know he's from Ohio. I'm going to go with Buckeyes.
Buckeyes.
Never used to eat Buckeyes, man. Even though you could roast them because they're poisonous initially.
Good guess there, Mike.
But no, that's a good guess. But then you can roast them a certain way to get the poison out of them.
So just like cooking them, the heat will get the poison out?
I used to make Buckeye necklaces when I was younger. Used to get, because like where I lived at the park, used to go get the Buckeyes and hollow them out and just put a string on them and wear like Buckeye necklaces.
Well, maybe when we get on YouTube, you could wear a Buckeye necklace.
Nah.
No, you sure?
Those days are gone.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
What's
going on, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Man, I say they're not a lock. They're not a lock to make the playoffs. We have so many teams this year, and now they're going to be good. Like I said yesterday, you're gonna have the Dodgers, the Mets, the Braves are gonna bounce back this year. You got the Milwaukee Brewers, you got the San Diego Padres. It's gonna be harder this year to do what they want to accomplish. And for the Phillies is, I'm taking the pledge with you, Joe, because like a lot of times, you know, we're on the Eagles right now because they're having a social off season right now, and they just won a Super Bowl. The Sixers, they're always crap, and we own the Sixers. I feel like when the Phillies aren't reaching their potential, I feel like a lot of times we give them a pass. We're not as hard on them. And I love Bryce Harper. I love Harper. But a lot of times during these collapses, Harper is a part of these collapses in these big games also. I love Bryce. I love him to death. He's a great player. And I feel like we give Harper a pass because of the pandering. But, like, right now, you know, we all know, you know, he wanted to put the LeBron cap on, be the GM and all that stuff. And Brandon, he brought Turner over here. And Turner stunk. So I feel like sometimes let the GM do what the GM does and stay out the way, you know, because Turner was good. Yeah, he was good in Washington and all that, but he has been crap here. And if the Phillies want to get somewhere and they want to go somewhere in the playoffs, Turner's going to have to show up, not just a couple games, not just in slumps. The whole season, Turner's going to have to show us something, or the season's going to go down the drain. That goes for JT, that goes for Schwarber, that goes for Bohm, that goes for Nick. Like, all the home runs waiting for the defensive stuff has to stop. That crap has to stop. We have to learn how to get on base, learn how to play small ball, learn how to win these games. And I know the pitching collapse also. I know the pitching, they fell apart last year too. But if we don't score no runs, guys, we don't win no games. That's just plain and simple. And to me, we have to hold these guys accountable because this year it's not going to be as easy as we think. It's not.
Well, Terrence, it's not. Well said. And that's why the pledge is important. Like, I don't want to hear 3 weeks from now it's early. Nah, not in the NL this year. No. Like, every game matters here. Terrence, give us a guess here. Hughes Clues, a food he ate in his youth.
Joe, I'm sorry. Is it a snack or is it kind of a food?
You can't. That's not how the game works.
Terrence, trying to get an extra clue.
Popcorn.
That's a good guess, man. You know, I eat a lot of popcorn.
Terrence, good guess. I mean,
that's not the one, though. But I did eat a lot of popcorn. I ate a lot of popcorn.
Trying to sneak in another clue.
Were you? This could even be now, but then when you were a kid, do you like the butter at the movie theater on the popcorn?
I used to slather, but then I found out that it's not really butter.
Oh, it's not, no.
It's like a vegetable, like oil. It's like
slather?
Like, slather.
And it's like a slather Vaseline on me.
I want to say it's like a coconut kind of, not coconut, but it's something similar to it's not real butter.
No.
It's not real butter.
But there is something about the butter like on the popcorn at the movie theater. It's just like, I'll do it at the movies. But if you told me at home, like, Jody, you want me to pour this oily stuff on your popcorn? I'd say, nah. But at the movies,
you know what?
There's something about it.
I do that. Like when I make popcorn, I have it. It's called Orville Redenbacher's. I forgot the name of it.
So you got like it's in a jar.
It's in a bottle.
Oh, and like in okay, and you
and
pour
like
it on.
I'll pour it on the popcorn and throw some salt, and it tastes just like butter. Mm. But it's supposed to be better than butter.
I just don't like popcorn
at all.
Are
you a corn guy?
Sure,
like corn on the cob.
I mean, okay.
It doesn't sound like you're really a corn guy.
But like the popcorn's just annoying.
What do you mean it's annoying?
It's not good enough to be as big of a pain in the ass to eat as it is.
Well, why is it a pain in the ass to eat?
The kernels getting stuck in your teeth and all that.
Yeah, that happens.
Well, you get one of the little water pick things.
You floss.
Yeah, but like so, really, what they are is they're the kernels, and they just become like pockets of air.
Yeah,
with the kernel still in it.
Yeah,
that's not enjoyable.
I'd eat the hell out of popcorn.
It feels like a Hugh opinion that popcorn's too much.
It is.
Yeah, I mean that's your take on this. Popcorn is too much. Warren and Jerry Hill. What's up, Warren?
Morning, boys. Let me get some speaker. How's everybody here?
Warren, what's up, buddy?
I'm ready for this season. I'll start right off. Unless it's a major injury, they're a lock for the playoffs. I don't see it other than the Dodgers, their pitching staff's every bit as good as anybody in the league. The biggest problem I have, and the easy way to start with accountability, I think it's the manager. The manager in Trey Turner. He's a player's manager, but sometimes I don't like his X and O's. I don't like how he puts the same lineup out there every day. They got to stand up. And I want to see Trey Turner, the second highest player on this team. Now I want to see him leading off. So now we know what we got for the next 6-7 years. You couldn't steal with Schwarber up there on first base to strike it out. I need Turner to do what he could do. That's as simple as that as far as those two guys.
Well, and if Turner plays like the player they paid him to be, Warren, then they'd be
a
lock. Yeah.
I want the stolen bases. I want him running. Let me ask you this, the funniest thing. Now, I'm glad to hear they're going to start out with him leading off. I've done this on the station, and nobody, I don't care what baseball writer says this. When Schwarber leads off, the guy had 100 RBIs either way, 101 and 100. So let me ask you something. He has about 500 bats a year. So if he's leading off 162 games, that's one-third of his at-bats that he has no chance for an RBI other than a solo shot.
Right, right.
He will add 30 ribbies. Schwarber might have a $130, $135 if he's not doing that. I've got to tell you, I think their ideal lineup is, I'm not worried the lefties, the righties. You put Turner leads off and you put Stott second. This is a kid who absolutely hit with two strikes. He can hit the ball in a direction. You can go first or third, and Turner can steal. He can be protected. You've got to have Harper third, if not Schwarber. Don't you think Schwarber's going to get a ton of fastballs if Harper's behind him?
Well, if Harper's behind him, sure. And Warren, in theory, it would work. I mean, in theory, the RBI total you're talking about with Schwarber, but Turner's got to get on base, right? It works if Turner gets on base. However they do the lineup will be more effective. Warren, give us a guess for Hughes Clues, a food he ate in his youth.
Every young kid likes mac and cheese. I'm going with mac and cheese.
That's a good guess. Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is a really good guess.
Yeah, but not it. Warren, we appreciate it. 215-592-9494. We'll get more of your phone calls up next. Are the Phillies a lock to make the playoffs? And are you taking the accountability pledge with me? We're not taking the Phillies off the hook. I don't want to hear on this show, it's early. We'll wait till October. No. They got to get there first. I don't think they're a lock to make the playoffs. I need to play well all season long. The pledge to hold this team to a high standard from the beginning to the end. Plus, a second clue and a quote from Dave Dombrowski that is really driving me up a wall from yesterday. What he said about the lineup and its importance. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.